The whole country could be like this if everybody was Krishna conscious.
If people would have been happy, all right, but they're not happy in spite of all this advancement.
Yeah, simply increasing their misery.
That's all. Problems.
The bigger the buildings, the more anxiety they're in.
Not only that, many cars, their new construct, new roads, new increasing business in the hope of happiness. But there is no happiness.
Happiness is the last consideration.
Yes, thinking that in this way we shall be happy.
Get more money.
First of all, paved way, then flyway, then another flyway, then another flyway. Bahiratamari.
They're always striving for happiness. That's all. They never achieve it. They get there.
No, that is for Maya. Just like the animal is running after the mind, water, but there is no water.
He simply runs until he dies.
This is.
Dogs on four winds. It was so nice sitting underneath the tree there chanting. Brilliant. I was thinking this is what we could do forever, 24 hours.
Yeah.
No need to do anything else.
Prospective plan, please.
Right.
My future prospect.
Oh, yeah. We're buying these big properties now. We don't have so many devotees, but we know in just even 5 years they're going to be packed.
Yeah.
Maybe now we don't have so many devotees for all these big places we're buying, but even in just 5 years or 10 years, they'll be full up. We'll have to expand more and more. Your idea for 50% for books, 50% for buildings were very wonderful. I remember in Chaitanya Charitamrita you said that the book distribution and the establishment of temples should go side parallel lines, side by side.
going on. Up to that, to my satisfaction, it is going on.
If you're satisfied, then we know it's going to be successful.
But they fight among themselves, the divisions.
That's the problem.
I did not see Harikesh.
He was there.
Yeah?
He was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's been feeling a bit ill today.
Oh. This is thyme herbs. No, this is the seed.
They grow it in the garden. The first what you got that was grown here.
Mm-hmm.
Those twigs. They were grown here in the garden.
Oh.
Would you like anything tonight? This is Chowan Prash.
What is that?
This boy brought this. I wanted to just ask if this is any good one. This is a nutmeg oil.
This is the oil I was telling you about.
And this is a. All brand, X brand universal, I suppose, to be from massages or something.
Chinese?
Kuala Lumpur.
It's got different.
This is Chinese.
Says menthol crystal, peppermint oil, eucalyptal oil, menthol salicylate,
oil
of lavender, chloroform BP. Camphor powder and white oil.
That is what?
It's supposed to be for massaging.
It's supposed to help the muscles.
And what is it?
That's got the cap on it.
Nutmeg oil. This is the one I was telling you about.
They are all selling all this.
No, this is not ours.
Huh?
It was brought by one of the devotees from Thailand, was it?
He was in Kuala Lumpur.
Oh. He says he bought it from a Buddhist temple. A big Buddhist temple.
Kuala Lumpur? There is a big Buddhist temple I know. I went there.
Yeah.
He said in a letter, he wrote a little letter to you that you laid a cornerstone on some temple about 3-4 years ago.
Kuala Lumpur? Yeah.
It's finished. Cost $1 million. And he says this man wants to give it to us.
Oh, something that meant to us.
It was a rather nice letter.
Written by him?
This man, this boy who was there. I bring him.
So we can take it? Yes. It's a nice idea, you know. Oh, he has spent millions of dollars?
$1 million on the temple.
Oh? Have you got the money?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he has rich men.
This was made in Penang.
Hmm?
Penang.
Penang?
Yes.
Penang or Sardu?
Oh.
I stayed with one Indian gentleman. His wife made very nice kachori.
It doesn't matter wherever you go around the world.
They asked what you want to eat. If you can, you make first class kachori. That is from my childhood. My friends also did. They make the first class kachori, my youth food. I'm fond of kachori. Kachori is made first class in Mathura, Agra, Mathura. Very, very nice. The kachori is being made, hundreds of customers waiting. The shops, there are many shops waiting for purchasing. And as soon as it comes out of the pan, immediately so. There is no question of waiting. It makes us nice. That is India's craftsmanship. Nobody will starve. If you have no business, he will prepare something palatable. And people will purchase all over.
There's so many people on the railway station selling.
There's no question of style, Mr. Parvan. Anyway, sit down and do something, perishable, and people will purchase. So your livelihood will go. Pakora, kachori, jilebi, anything. Make some palatable. People are fond of eating some palatable thing. That is their hobby. In Allahabad, there was He was never he was living. So, in the morning, the husband and wife would go to take bath in the Ganges. They would very nicely take bath. And while coming, they will purchase some ingredients and then come home. The husband will perform puja, etc. And the wife will prepare many nice preparations. Bora, pakori, puchka, this, that. Then he'll take his meals, rest a while, and in the evening he'll sit down. He was sitting just in front of my shop. About 4 or 5 o'clock, all the preparation his wife has made, whole day, and a small shop. And the university students will come. Up to 9, 10 o'clock, he'll finish. Nothing will remain. Everything will be. And he'll make at least 10 rupees profit, minimum, in those days. 1925, in those days. 10 rupees means nowadays quite at least 50 rupees. So, I'm living very happily. Living humbly as a Brahman, he was having his puja power, going to the Ganges, taking bath, husband and wife in the morning. And the wife's business is to prepare and his business was to sell. So they made at least 10, 15 rupees profit daily, very prosperous. Living peacefully, husband and wife. That's many, that's family. If wife is very good, then his home is very nice. They cannot be unhappy at any circumstance. Dampato kalaha nasti tatra sri sayamana chanakapani. When there is full agreement between husband and wife, cooperation, then the goddess of fortune comes there without any difficulty. You haven't got to ask goddess of fortune, please come and help me. She will come automatically. This is Chanaka Pandita's life. Murkha jatana pujyanti dhanna jatana susanchitam dampato kalavana sri tattasri sayamana. There are so many things in the Indian culture for becoming happy. And advancing towards the goal of life. Now I am appreciating more and more, seeing the whole world. What is India's culture? On Monday, I was thinking, it is custom. To become faithful wife, this is custom. But when I come outside and see where is wife and where is faithful wife, in India, still in the village, even there is fight between husband and wife, the wife is faithful. Still. completely dependent on husband. The husband also, in spite of fighting, is always careful that the wife does not get any inconvenience. That was the culture. Now it is breaking. Conclusion. In material world, for peaceful life, there must be peaceful condition between the husband and wife. Everyone requires the wife, everyone requires the husband. Inside also, no? Sex is necessary to make the condition of sex very peacefully. Make a condition that there will be. It is necessary, as eating is necessary, sleeping is necessary for ordinary man. And sex is also necessary. So make a condition so that nothing will be disturbed. And an undisturbed condition of mind execute spiritual advance. This is Indian civilization. Aim is spiritual advance. And to make condition favorable, there are so many things. Because unless you get favorable condition, here in the Western country there is no favorable condition. After all, they have no idea of spiritual life, the goal of life. Neither there is favorable condition. And gradually, things are becoming degrading. My last tour in Chicago, I saw 3 weeks he has twice divorced. Well, there is another time. You remember it?
I wasn't there at the time.
No, I didn't.
Huh? You were there? Huh? Yeah. And life. How they can be happy if this is the condition? But further advancement.
In reference
to...
Oh, but your tickets are definitely booked on the non-stop flight. And finally I managed to...
You have obtained the ticket? Oh, we have got ticket.
Yeah. The reservation if some reason we can't get on that flight, we have reservations on another flight that arrives 4 hours later.
That doesn't matter.
It changes. It takes. It leaves earlier and gets there 4 hours later. a little behind. Is lunch all right today?
Good.
Lunch? Your lunch was?
Good.
Your lunch was all right?
Was lunch all right, Prashant?
The potol and karela, it should be fried.
It was fine. I fried it with the cover on it.
No, not in the beginning. Fry it. If it is still hard.
Oh, then put the cover on.
Yeah.
Oh, alright.
Not from the beginning.
Oh, I made a mistake.
If you cover from the beginning, the water which is already there, they will be coming out.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is the water should be taken up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Then it will be tasted. Still it was good.
Should I cook if I still have this fever tomorrow? Right now I have a fever.
No, not a problem.
So if I have a fever, I shouldn't cook for you?
No.
It's unhealthy for you, or?
It
won't bother me so much, but if it's unhealthy for you, or?
No, I'm not. But if you have a fever, what is it?
I can't stand being sick anymore. I cannot tolerate being sick anymore.
The body means sickness. The body itself is sick.
In illusion, I think I come back here, I get healthy. In illusion, I think if I leave India and come here, I will get healthy. But I come here, I also get sick. I go there, I also get sick. You seem to be much better now.
Yes, a little bit. Thinking of how to utilize the whole air. The situation is very good, good prospect. I want that self-independent here, as far as possible. But you have got enough materials with woods you can make cottages.
Yes.
The land becomes clear and then utilize it.
Cows.
Cows. How many things? Free from all anxieties. Chanting. Life is meant for simply chanting. This should be the motto. But because we have got this body, we have to maintain it. That much. Otherwise, we have no ambition to become a very big man in this material world, enjoy it. It is all false. Useless. You become a big man and one day death comes and kicks it out. These are all false attempts. It has no meaning. The meaningful life is, so long as we live, we will become fully Krishna-conscious. And tattādiyam punarjanma-vaiti-māmi. Very content. Give facility to the people. Here is very nice. Management. Now, make plan how to utilize. They have not enough plan you can utilize. For supplying the necessities of life.
It's a very wonderful place.
Yes. We can get many wonderful places like this. All over the world. But they have not been taught how to utilize.
I think in 1 year they have done nicely. They built a greenhouse and planted all the cultivated land.
They are working hard, there is no doubt.
And the temple also?
Oh, yes.
Deity worship and everything?
Things are going nicely. There is no doubt about it. And children should be given that much education to read and write and chant Hare Krishna.
Are talking how nice it was to sit outside with you and chant and hear you speak tonight. I remember the last time was in New Vrindavan many years ago when I first became a devotee.
Oh.
You were sitting outside giving some lecture, series of lectures on Vyasadeva and the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yeah. No, I like this life. From my very child. On our roof there were trees, plants, flower plants, and my grandmother. And we got grandchildren used to water it. From downstairs we took water and what is called the jhari.
Sprinkling can?
Sprinkling can. We all grandchildren, we are about half a dozen. We took very much pleasure in watering. But my special tendency was that along with the plants, with the bushes, I'll sit down. My tendency. And I'll sit down for her. I like that. In my childhood, in my maternal uncle's house, also I was doing that. As soon as I find some book, I make a sitting place.
Sorry to see how people could not be attracted to such a nice life.
Yes.
And more people are coming.
First of all, this life is not for anyone. Most fortunate man. Kono bhagavati. Kono. Kono means some. It is not for everyone.
Brahmanda Brahmite Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service.
It is not for them.
Refer to the whole universe or to the cluster of many millions of universes. In all universes, there are innumerable planets and innumerable living entities upon those planets in the air and in the water. There are millions and trillions of living entities everywhere, and they are engaged by Maya in suffering and enjoying the results of their fruitive activity life after life. This is the position of the materially conditioned living entities. Out of many of these living entities, if one is actually fortunate, like Yuvan, he comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master by Krishna's mercy. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, and if one desires something, Krishna fulfills one's desire. If the living entity by chance or fortune comes in contact with the Krishna consciousness movement and wishes to associate with that movement, Krishna, who is situated in everyone's heart, gives him the chance to meet a bona fide spiritual master. This is called Guru Krishna Prasad. Krishna is prepared to bestow his mercy upon all living entities, and as soon as a living entity desires the Lord's mercy, the Lord immediately gives him an opportunity to meet a bona fide spiritual master. Such a person is fortified by both Krishna and the spiritual master. He is helped from within by Krishna and from without by the spiritual master. Both are prepared to help the sincere living being become free from this material bondage. How one can become this fortunate can be seen in the life of Narada Muni. In his previous life, he was born of a maidservant. Although he was not born into a prestigious position, his mother was fortunately engaged in rendering service to some Vaishnavas. When these Vaishnavas were resting during the Chaturmasya period, the boy Narada took the opportunity to engage in their service. Taking compassion upon the boy, the Vaishnavas offered him the remnants of their food. By serving them and obeying their orders, the boy became the object of sympathy for the Vaishnavas, and by the Vaishnavas' unknown mercy, he gradually became a pure devotee. In the next life, he was Narada Muni, the most exalted of Vaishnavas, and the most important guru and acharya of Vaishnavas. Following in the footsteps of Narada Muni, this Krishna consciousness movement is rendering service to humanity by giving everyone a chance to come in contact with Krishna. If one is fortunate, he becomes intimately related with this movement. Then, by the grace of Krishna, one's life becomes successful. Everyone has dormant Krishna bhakti, love for Krishna, and in the association of good devotees, that love is revealed. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mandalila, chapter 22, 107. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prems Haji Kabu Noi Shravanadi Sudha Chite Karayai Udai. Dominant devotional service to Krishna is within everyone. Simply by associating with devotees, hearing their good instructions and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, dominant love for Krishna is awakened. In this way, one acquires the seed of devotional service. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach.
It is not finished.
No, this is first.
Next month.
Mali Hana Kare Sei Bija Arupan. Shravana Kirtana Jali Kare Sei Chan. When a person receives the seed of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. If he waters the seed gradually by the process of Shravana Kirtana, hearing and chanting, the seed will begin to sprout. Four. To live with devotees or to live in a temple means to associate with the Shravana Kirtan process. Sometimes neophyte devotees think that they can continue the Shravana Kirtan process without worshipping the deity. But the execution of Shravana Kirtana is meant for highly developed devotees like Haridas Thakur, who engage in the Shravana Kirtana process without worshipping the deity. However, one should not falsely imitate Haridas Thakur and abandon deity worship just to try to engage in Shravana Kirtana. This is not possible for neophyte devotees. The word Guru Prasadi indicates that the spiritual master is very merciful in bestowing the boon of devotional service upon the disciple. That is the best possible gift the spiritual master has to offer. Those with a background of pious life are eligible to receive life's supreme benefit, and to bestow this benefit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead sends his representative to impart his mercy. Endowed with the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master distributes the mercy to those who are elevated and pious. Thus the spiritual master trains his disciples to render devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called Guru Kripa. It is Krishna Prasad, Krishna's mercy, that he sends a bona fide spiritual master to the deserving disciple. By the mercy of Krishna, one meets the bona fide spiritual master, and by the mercy of the spiritual master, the disciple is fully trained in the devotional service of the Lord. Bhaktilata Beach means the seed of devotional service. Everyone has an original cause or seed. For any idea, program, plan or device,
There is first of all the contemplation of the plant, and that is called bija, or the seed. The methods, rules and regulations by which one is perfectly trained in devotional service constitute the Bhakti Lata Bij, or the seed of devotional service. This Bhakti Lata Bij is received from the spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. Other seeds are called Anyabilasa Bija, Kama Bija and Jnana Bija. If one is not fortunate enough to receive the Bhakti Lata Bij from the spiritual master, he instead cultivates the seeds of Kama Bija, Jnana Bija, or political and social or philanthropic Bija. However, Bhakti Lata Bija is different from these other Bijas. Bhakti Lata Bija can be received only through the mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore, one has to satisfy the spiritual master to get Bhakti Lata Bija. Yashav Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. Bhakti Lata Bija is the origin of devotional service. Unless one satisfies the spiritual master, he gets the bija or root cause of karma, jnana and yoga without the benefit of devotional service. However, one who is faithful to his spiritual master gets the Bhakti Lata Bija. This Bhakti Lata Bija is received when one is initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. After receiving the spiritual master's mercy, one must repeat his instructions, and this is called Shravana Kirtan, hearing and chanting. One who has not properly heard from the spiritual master, or who does not follow the regulative principles, is not fit for chanting Kirtan. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita 2.41. Vyavasaya Nika Budhir Ikeha Purunandana. One who has not listened carefully to the instructions of the spiritual master is unfit to chant or preach the cult of devotional service. One has to water the Bhakti Lata Bija after receiving instructions from the spiritual master. Here it says a person is fortified by both Krishna and the spiritual master, and you said that Krishna gives you the weapon and the spiritual master sharpens it, the weapon of knowledge, and in that way we can cut free from material bondage.
Those who are engaged in the field work, they let them work. But Owen or others, they should hear in the class, so that day.
There is regular class for everyone in the afternoon.
That's right.
After prasadam.
They're saying now.
Downstairs?
Huh?
Hari Bol. People cannot understand how just by chanting enthusiastic kirtan so many problems can be solved.
Yeah. Okay. Why do we understand all aspects? Wasting time. Going to the moon planet, going to the Mars planet. Why? What will gain? Still spending money. In Bengali, it is called Ostadi. Ostadi in English one who places himself as very intelligent leader. What is called in one word?
Presumptuous?
Presumptuous.
Presumes he is something that is...
Falsely.
No.
It is not exactly falsely. Beginning with P. Find their teacher. Teachers, other thing.
Teacher?
Teacher and other synonyms. Find out the teacher. They have got so many synonyms.
Preceptor, master, tutor, coach, schoolmaster, schoolmistress, schoolmouse, schoolmaster, pedagogue.
This word. Now you see what is the pedagogue in this thing.
Pedagogue.
Pedigree. Pedagogue. Pedagogue and pedagogue.
Pedagogue. Pedagogue, schoolmaster, teacher. Pedagogy, science of teaching. Implying pedantry. Look at pedantry. He says, usually derogatory. Oh, pedant. One who overrates or parades book learning or technical knowledge or insists on strict adherence to formal rules. One who is possessed by theory doctrinaire.
Yes. And this was.
Pedant.
Pedagogue?
Pedagogue is the person. Yeah.
What is spelling?
P-E-D-A-G-O-G-U-E.
Peda. P-E-D-A.
Yeah. P-E-D-A-G-O-G-U-E. Pedagogue.
Pedagogue. Not P-E, but Peda.
Pedagogue.
Pedagogue.
Yes.
So that is very good. Pedagogue.
And the other one is pedant.
pedant, one who operates or parades book learning.
Pedantry. There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking that if they do not say there is life in Mars, then the whole propaganda will fail.
Yeah, I was saying that this morning.
This time, if they say that there is no life in the Mars, they will never get next chance. He said. It is. I think it is meaningful.
It will substantiate our claim.
Huh?
It will substantiate our claim.
No, no. Our claim and they are loitering. Our claim is that they do not know anything. Or police propaganda. But their position is that unless they say that there is life, then that this false propaganda will no longer run on.
Yeah.
We are certain that they cannot go there, that it is possible to understand what is there. Simply, images. We do not give any credit.
You said you had some plan for the land here when we came in. You were saying you had some plan for the land.
Plan is that we have got woods, cut the woods, make small cottages, and engage them for growing fruit, flowers, grains, and make the pumping and mint nicely. Water must
irrigation.
Be, in this way, make it evergreen.
There was a question about the cows, that at what point should the calf be separated from the mother? Because sometimes when the calf is separated, the mother, she cries.
Well, why? They should be given chance to drink milk.
But isn't there a point?
Huh?
There is a point when the calf is taken away from the mother?
Oh, no, they shouldn't be taken.
Shouldn't be. I think in all our farms they do that. I heard in New Vrindavan they took them away very young.
The problem is that the calves drink so much milk that they become very sick. So they have to separate.
And therefore, this should not be allowed always, once in a day. That's all. Not too much allowed, but once. At least while milking, they should be allowed to drink little milk. And that will encourage the mother to deliver more milk.
At the same time, looking at the calf can come.
Yes. They can bring it, milk. And while milking, the cup may be standing before the mother.
They do that in India.
So I see you learn Vichari.
Yeah.
Completely separation is done.
Yeah.
And after bath, at least for 1 week, the cup should be allowed. Because after this milk giving birth, the milk is not fit for human consumption.
No.
The cup should not be allowed to eat more, but at the same time, the mother must see once, twice.
Yes.
Then it is. Of course, we are born in big towns. We do not know, but I know this is the process. In Alamada, I was giving cow. There was facility.
I don't think our farms are doing anything.
Huh?
In New Brindavan, I did. Or when the cows come, I don't think so. They said, can you imagine what we do? The whole system is so perfect. It's completely satisfying in every respect.
And if you make others dissatisfied for your pleasure, that is simple.
Hmm.
You should act in such a way that nobody is dissatisfied. Then that is balance.
Expert management.
You have got part price.
They may have some in the kitchen, I can check. You got flat rice?
No.
Puff rice. This Chawan Prash, it says 5 to 10 grams every morning with milk.
With milk?
Yes.
5 to 10 grams?
Yeah. That's like a spoonful.
Huh?
That's like a heaped spoonful, I think that's about what you're getting there.
What do we take? That is 5 to 10 grams?
Approximately. Maybe a little more.
How much milk is that?
It doesn't say, it just says with milk, so I'm calling to taste.
Oh.
You like to take this?
In the morning?
Yeah.
That's all.
I'm going to find out about this.
Pop price.
Where's your husband? Zucchini?
Yeah. Oh, is this a zucchini?
Yeah.
Please?
Yeah. And she's so proud of you, she's doing what we're doing. Everything's grown on chili.
These are flowers which decorate the vases. They are very tall. They put in the vases every day on the altar, Krishna. And this one is here. You've been taking garlands made out of this. It smells very nice. And also carnation. There's one I gave you yesterday on your walk. It's a very nice scent.
But you have what, this cucumber?
Yes, there is cucumber.
No, it's fresh, I bet.
We have fresh cucumber every day.
But when I take it, it does not appear to be fresh.
Oh.
These are both cucumbers.
Huh?
This is cucumber?
This is fresh cucumber from the garden.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Cucumber, which is a plant, that is not fresh.
Oh.
Just from the market.
Huh?
We were not aware that they had cucumber in the garden. Because I was still...
You're not aware? Why?
Mm-hmm. I was not aware.
He's our market, he's our supplier.
At least one cucumber. And this chili, you can make a nice salad.
There's peas.
You say there's no peas?
They told me there's no peas.
They're just ready, I think, they're just ready for picking now.
Oh.
Yes.
This is the beans. Beans you have had every day.
Beans are very strong.
Oh, this isn't it?
Grapes.
Oh, so many fresh things.
From the greenhouse, they actually.
What's this?
That is zucchini, only very small. We let them get big to feed so many devotees.
It's very nice. So many things can be done.
This is zucchini?
It's the same thing.
They call it
marrow. This is called, this is, I do not know what you call it.
I think we used to call it marrow.
We call it gomra. Very marrow. Nice.
Zucchini is a small.
A little tomato.
Tomato.
It's an Italian type of tomato. And there's another one.
This is apple?
Yes, mm-hmm. Apple. Yes. For cooking.
Cabbage.
Pears.
They are growing chickpeas.
Or chickpeas also, yes.
Yeah. They're not ripe yet.
You can see inside.
Inside
the pot. On chickpeas. They have to go yellow on the plant and then you pick them and then put them in sacks for the winter.
Yes.
Enjoy
them. We have a whole field planted of chickpea. They're very expensive here, so it's nice.
So you have got immediately some pots.
And also you've been taking the fresh coriander, danya.
No, this pot.
Peas.
Yes.
You
have
what?
Some?
Inside, yes, plenty,
Sri
Prabhupada.
Oh, really?
For tomorrow?
Bring on, then.
He supplies every day. What's this?
This is lemon spinach.
It's a type of sour spinach. It's got the
tastes
sour,
like a lemon.
Tasting.
Yeah. What do you...
Anything else hidden in here? This is our apple?
Yes, the apples from
this
the garden.
Sweet peas.
There's many varieties of flowers for garland and vases. For almost the next 2 months.
Grow more and more of all these fruit flowers.
This is from ours?
Yes.
Rose.
We have grown 2,500.
Oh, I'm being happy. This is
it's
not yet ripe.
These
grapes are
yeah, but right. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
So bring some of this pot.
Tomorrow.
I shall put pot price, I shall tell you.
How do you want them cooking? Just
yeah, I'll tell you. Let them bring.
Bring some now.
Okay. Yes. Go
ahead. One back in this place.
Now?
Yes, second, tomorrow, second in July, but I told you. I've asked her to make
tomorrow. Yeah, date. Then must have only just come right, just this last week.
So many things are great. Upright. You simply make it hot.
Yeah.
Dry. Cook it out. And then take some of the pea. Put very little ghee and masala. And some peas, fry it nicely. Then put a little water and cover it. Mm-hmm. When it is soft, you can add with it little these green chilies.
These big ones?
Yeah. Not very much, but little.
Yeah. These are not very hot, the big ones.
Hot.
The small ones are the hot ones, but we don't have any of those left.
That's how I
and then mix them?
Huh?
Mix them
no,
or keep them separate?
Separate.
Yeah.
This will be very soft.
Yeah.
And the pap fry is hot. Well, then mix with little ghee and masala.
Yeah.